Good morning, good evening, and good night, world. Welcome back to the Sabali Podcast with Deontay Nelson. I am him, and this is volume 68. It's been a while, of course, as always. I got a new word. Well, not, it's not new at all by any means, but I have a word that I'm choosing to live by for the rest of my life. And that word is persistent. Now, it's a word I've known of, but, you know, the more popular word is consistent, you know, to keep, you know, at something, you know, consistently. And I've been trying to do that and to keep it 1,000. Shit's been hard. Shit's been real hard. And it's mostly because, man, there's, you know, it's life. Something always is going on. Something is always happening. Something always needs to be taken care of. I mean, whether it be good or bad, there's always something going on. So, and I have the definition. Here's my son. No, son, it's just you to eat those. We literally got them just for you. So we literally got that just for you. Kids. All right. So like I was saying, the word is persistent. And here's one of the definitions. It says, persisting, especially in spite of opposition, obstacles, discouragement. Discouragement. Oh, okay. My country twang kind of got away with that one. But yeah, so that's, I feel like that's the word almost every person should be using, is persistent, you know, because we all want to do things outside of what we have to do, and it gets a little hard, you know, when you got to focus. You can't really put much time to the thing that you really want to put time towards because you got to take care of life. Like, you know, my ideal life, honestly, would be right now. And I would say for the near future, for sure. But my ideal life would be podcasting and traveling. That's really it, you know, because my life is just taking another big turn recently. And I just got to adjust to it. And, you know, but I don't know. I'm kind of in a space where I'm like, I know something major is going to happen. And it's kind of scary. Because I'm like, I got to be ready for wherever that major thing is that's going to come my way. I want to be as ready as I can be for it. And right now, I don't feel like I'm there. I feel like I got a lot of work to do. You know, I want to finish this year out strong. And it's going to take a lot to get where I want to get to, but I'm ready to do it, you know. Not just for myself, but for my kids, my family, my loved ones. But the shit's scary, I'm not gonna lie. Like, been seeing where I want to do for a few years now. Now I actually got a solid foundation plan and everything to push everything forward. It's just scary. The scariest part for me is being open publicly with myself to strangers and people I know. Like, I'm a very close-knit, private person to myself, and trying to get out of that mindset I've been in all my life. It's not gonna happen overnight, but I'm willing to do it just because, for one, I want to do it for myself, and two, I really want to help people in so many ways. You know, I feel like the capital gains with all of that stuff that I want to do, it will come when it comes. I mean, I'd be lying if I say I'm not in it for the money. No, I want to make money as well while I'm helping people. Like, I don't think we should be ashamed of saying that, you know, we want to have some financial backing from wanting to help others. Now, mine isn't like, you know, something crazy or major. It might not be like that to you, but it's something I enjoy doing thoroughly. And I want to help people do just that as well. And also want to help people in ways where I don't have to benefit from it financially. Like, I'm not just in this to just make money. Like, I get satisfaction just out of helping people when I'm in a position to help people. But I also don't feel like, you know, people should be ashamed to say that they want to make money from doing so as well. Because I'm not. Like, I don't want to keep doing all this helping and helping. I still got to work my regular 9-to-5. You know, I want to be able to do what I'm doing persistently while making a good living from it, you know. And trust me, the more that I learn, the more I want to give. I'm just one of those people. I don't really know where I got it from, but I do know where I got it from. I got it from my mom. My mom's a very given individual. She don't ask for much. She don't want for much. She just want to be able to, you know, take care of herself and help others. Like, my mom is the blueprint to what I want to do, but just on a larger scale for myself and for others. And yeah, but I'm excited. And so, also, let's get into the book of the week. For this week, I'm going to start over Atomic Habits with James Clear, because I've not gotten to finish that book because things have been, you know, been putting my time up to other things that was super important to me. And I had to take care of that. So I'm going to restart that book because it's a really great book and I really want to finish it so I can tell y'all about it. So I'm going to do that. It's Atomic Habits by James Clear. That's going to be the book of the week again this week. And also, this Friday, I'll be releasing the first episode of Freedom Fridays. Now, Freedom Fridays is going to be like more of a open forum discussion. It's not going to be about a book. It's just be me kind of, it'd be more like me getting back to my roots of what I first started this podcast almost, 6 years ago. But when I first started, it was really like, it was just supposed to be like an audio. It was just supposed to be like an audio journal for myself, and it was just me like just talking. And so pretty much that'll be like the base of the Freedom Friday episodes. Well, I'll definitely be getting in more depths and like other stuff that I kind of want to talk about outside of books. It needs to be more personal, and you'll kind of get to know me. Know a lot more about myself, I should say. And that'll be on every Friday, starting this Friday. So, but that'll be a Patreon exclusive. So there'll be clips of it, you know, to the public. But if you want to hear that full episode, you can get that exclusively at the Patreon page for the podcast. So I'll put that link in the description. And what are you doing, dude? What did you just do?
I didn't. Well.
You did something. You got the look on your face like you did something.
I'm trying to think what I did.
Are you trying to think what you did? Yeah, well, let me finish this up and then we'll chat about it.
Chat about what?
Whatever you did that you gotta think about because you clearly can't remember.
Clearly, what do you think I did?
I don't know. You did something. What'd you do?
I ate all of them chips. That's what I did.
Did you make a mess? Yeah, you did. Go clean it up.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. That's part of mine. Reason why I've been recording much. I've been in dad mode all summer and I love being a dad, so I mean I try to get this pie recorded while he was taking a nap, but as you can see it didn't really work out like that, so that is why it's gonna be real short and sweet, because again, as you just heard, he's in his room eating some chips. He made a mess. And I'm going to go clean up this mess with them. So, again, thank y'all for always checking in and listening to the pod. I appreciate it, man. And it's a lot more to come with the pod. And I'm not just going to say that and not follow up with the shit this time. I'm going to be persistent at it. All right. So, live, learn, share, and repeat. Be safe. Thank you, Tax. And I will talk to y'all Friday on Freedom Friday. And the pod will still come out on Sundays as well. But that also is going to be another Patreon exclusive. And I'll still put out the trailers with that as well. So, yeah, man, the Patreon going to be... gonna be the spot. So if you want to get, you know, all the episodes, and there'll be more stuff coming on the pod, on the Patreon pod as well, subscribe to the Patreon, man, because I'm really gonna put my foot in hard-earned money into growing the pod, especially on Patreon, as far as marketing and stuff like that. So I'm really trying to do this full time. I'm gonna stop keeping that a secret. I'm start putting it out there so I can get held accountable. I really want to podcast full time, so I can literally do this anywhere, anytime, and it makes me more flexible being with my kids. And it's just a dream of mine, man. Like, I've been podcasting for free for almost 6 years now, and just because I love doing this, like, I love this, like. The just like actual things, like the very first just thing, like my kids, you know, that's top tier. Kids, family, you know, that's top tier. But just like far as like actual things, like basketball is my first thing that I loved. And the number two to that is podcasting. Like my ideal day just look like me waking up, going to the gym to work out, hoop, come pod, kick with my kids. You know, that's really it. Very simple, man. Live a very simple life.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you lived a simple life. I wish you lived a simple life, sir. You expensive.
Oh, my expensive.
I don't even want to talk about it right because I'm recording, but we'll talk about it off the mic. All right. Y'all be safe. And I'll talk to y'all later. Love.